Good evening. It's good to worship with you here this evening. We were singing there, I Surrender All, and that song has quite a lot of meaning. It's, I would say, a very familiar song, maybe a somewhat simple song in its message, yet very difficult in its application, is it not? Worldly pleasures, all forsaken. That phrase stuck out to me while we were singing there. Brother John has asked that we would read from Deuteronomy chapter 20. Beginning, he said we will begin at verse 11 through the end of the chapter. I've known Brother John for a large portion of my life. We've had a lot of good times together. He and I, we knew each other when we were both quite a bit younger than we are today, playing some games, some sports together. And I was sitting here thinking of some of those memories. Brother John is thinking of some of our past together there. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 11 through 20. I think I might have said that wrong the first time. It's Deuteronomy 30, beginning at verse 11. For this commandment which I commanded thee this day is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that thou shouldst say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. Neither is it beyond the sea that thou shouldst say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. But the word is very nigh unto thee in thy mouth, and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. See, I have set before thee this day life and good, and death and evil, in that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land whither thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day before you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life, and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. God has, throughout history, throughout time, God has brought his people to a point of decision at various times. This is one of those times when God calls his people to a point of decision. I'm not sure exactly what our brother's going to share. I'm not going to take time from him. We're going to kneel before the Lord in prayer at this time.
I too would like to say good evening and welcome everyone back to God's house tonight. I appreciate the opening and the comments of Brother Luke, and he shared we did many things together. We even managed to roll a kayak in the creek together. I forget whose fault it was. So I'll just blame it on him. But yeah, I appreciate Brother Luke, and thank you for your opening. Let's review the week. It's hard to imagine we're at the last night already, but Monday night I took the word victory, and with each letter tried to put in there an ingredient that would yield a victorious life, a victory in Jesus. The first night was vision and being vigilant in pursuing that vision. Tuesday night was increasing your life the things of the Lord. Wednesday night was crucify the works of the flesh. Thursday night was trust in the Lord and transparency in our lives. Friday night was obey God and his word. this morning was repent of our sins. And tonight we'd like to look at yield your life to Jesus Christ. So again, I asked the question tonight, are you ready to go? This is the last night of this revival series. As I asked you this morning, if this were the last night of our life, are you ready to exchange time for eternity? I'd like to share a quick story. There was a sister serving at our church mission down in Torreon, and she went to pick up one of the Navajo ladies, and I believe they were moving her from her house to some other facility where she could live with help, and she went to pick this lady up, and she went to open the door, and all she had was her Bible. And the sister asked her, where's your luggage? She said, this is all I have. I'm ready to go. How about you and I tonight? Any luggage that you're planning on taking out of this world, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So as we go through the message, I'd like for us to search our lives. And if there's anything you're clinging on to, if there's anything in your life that you're not willing to yield to Jesus Christ, I'm going to suggest you're going to miss it. As we think of yielding our lives to Jesus Christ, what our brother has read, it's pretty black and white. Jesus offers us the opportunity to choose life. It's like I shared at least once or twice, especially in the youth message. If we, you know, Satan has nothing to offer, but God, ever since the fall, has done his part in offering you and I a chance to come back to him. So I trust tonight that we would choose life. And this decision's, you know, how often the things of the Lord, we get so caught up in what I want to do and living my life, and the things of the Lord are so far out there sometimes we think we can't reach them, we can't attain to them. But verse 14 says, but the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. It's something you and I, as God's children, we can do it. It's not as hard as we think. We just got to get me and myself and I out of the way. He pleads with the children of Israel here, and he's pleading with you and I tonight that as we go through this life, we would choose him. There's so much God has in store for us if we would just choose him and live for him. So many blessings await the child of God. Psalm 68:19, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Psalms 103, verses 1 through 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all thy benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. My question tonight is, why wouldn't you live for Jesus? Why wouldn't you let him in your heart? Why wouldn't you yield to his ways? This is beauty. This is benefits here that money cannot buy. How often do we waste time on me? How often do we hang on to money to buy this or that? But brothers and sisters, tonight, there's no amount of money that can buy what Jesus Christ wants to do for us. Just the thought of he forgiveth all of iniquities. There is no person, no place, no thing that could even think about doing that. There's no one in this life that can redeem us but Jesus Christ. And verse 5 says, he satisfieth thy mouth with good things. Tonight, if we're not satisfied with the Lord, maybe I suggest we change our earthly appetites. that we would seek more of the Lord, that we would live more for Him, that we would get more involved in His ways, so that our earthly appetite would be diminished. Malachi, chapter 3, verse 10. It says, "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine barns. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it." My mind goes to the account to the rich man. He had bountiful harvest. He had bountiful goods. And he says, "I'll tear down my barns and I'll build bigger so that I can, you know, fill it with the things." But brothers and sisters, you cannot build enough barns. You cannot build enough houses to host what Jesus Christ wants to do for us tonight. I plead with you. Try the Lord. Put your faith and your trust in Him. He'll do mighty things. Tonight you really want to choose to obey God and receive life. Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 through 14. "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way which leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go therein, because strait is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And few there be that find it." Sometime between tonight and the end of your life, each of us are faced with a decision. In every person's life, there's going to be a fork in the road. We're going to have to decide whether we want hell, destruction, weeping, wailing, hate, self, death, outer darkness, or we're going to have to make a decision whether we want to decide heaven, joy, peace, sacrifice, service, life, Jesus. And folks, it's a no-brainer. There's not a soul in divine presence that would choose outer destruction. Every one of us here this evening, I trust, would choose Jesus, would choose life. But I plead with us that we would choose God and His ways, and then we would follow up and live in them. Because only by living in Jesus, only by walking in the path that Jesus made for us, and that's part of the subject behind yield. My own definition of yield is just giving in to someone or something. And tonight we want to yield to the Lord Jesus Christ. We want Him to go first. We want to follow Him, not me go first, because I'll lead myself to destruction. But Jesus Christ will lead us to the ways of life. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 through 18. It says, "Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what concord has Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God. And they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." And I guess tonight, as I think of spring and the season and seeing all the beautiful things come to life, It we can't help but it draws our mind to God. It draws our mind to His greatness. And as you think of all the many beautiful things that God has created around us, do you realize that you and I, as His children, we have the opportunity for the creator of the creation to come and live in our lives. It's awesome. God wants to fill our dwellings. It says here, he wants to dwell in us. He wants to walk in us. And then the fact that he will be father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters. My wife told the precious little girl this morning, she says, now you're a child of the king and you're his queen. I'm sorry, prince. Princess, I'll get it right. You know what I mean. And that is exactly right. Why would we choose to be any other than a child of the king? Don't follow the crowd. And this is. Don't follow the crowd just because you think everyone else is doing something does not make it right. And I'd like to stress that with you tonight. Don't follow the crowd. Sometimes the walk with Jesus will be just you and him. But don't get discouraged. I don't know. I hate flies. I think we all hate flies. And, you know, when you kill a fly, don't get rid of it right away. Just let it there. Because one of his buddies will see him and he'll come. And you kill him and you let it there. And the flies will just keep coming and coming because they, you get the point. Don't go with the crowd just because it looks right. Many find the broad way. Few find and follow the narrow way. I'd like to go to Romans 6 for just a little bit. Romans chapter 6. Romans 12 and 13 says, Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. We'll read along with that. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin or death, or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Tonight, are you a servant of sin or are you a servant of righteousness? A servant of sin is a person whose life is dominated and controlled by sinful habits and desires rather than God. A servant of righteousness is a person who has been freed from sin and voluntarily submits their life, actions, and will to God's authority. Tonight, we want to be a servant of righteousness. Our reward will be according to whom we yield our life to. And I had to think about this, you know, whenever, if we have a job and maybe we're dissatisfied with it, as we consider a new job, some of the first questions we ask, what's the pay? What's the benefits? Is there paid holidays? Is there paid vacation? Is there insurance, the hourly rate, etc.? So tonight, as we look into Romans chapter 6 here, whom we choose to serve and obey will determine all of those decisions. You know, it's fun to go on a week vacation or whatever, but how about spending eternity with Jesus Christ? Yeah, that's where we want to be. The one master talked about here, his work is only seasonable. And all he has to offer is death. The other master has a gift of eternal life to offer each one of us. You and I tonight want to choose and serve Jesus Christ. And I'm going to suggest, if you're not, it's time for an occupational change. It's time to change in and exchange your flesh and be a servant of Jesus Christ. I'd like to, let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 15 for just a couple thoughts. Deuteronomy chapter 15, we'll read verses 12 through 18. And if thy brother, an Hebrew man, or an Hebrew woman, be sold unto thee, and serve thee 6 years, then in the seventh year thou shalt let him go free from thee. And when thou sendest him out from thee, thou shalt not let him go away empty. Thou shalt furnish him liberally out of my flock, and out of thy floor, and out of thine winepress, of that wherewith the Lord thy God hath blessed thee, thou shalt give unto him. And thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in the land of Egypt, and the Lord thy God redeemed thee. Therefore I command thee this thing today. And it shall be, if he say unto thee, I will not go away from thee, because he loved thee, and thine house because he is well with thee, then thou shalt take in all, and thrust it through his ear under the door, and he shall be thy servant forever. And also under thy maidservant thou shalt do likewise. It's a scripture here describing how the servanthood was in the old days. And if he had a good master, and he chose that he wants to stay there, because of the love and the goodness and the kindness of his master, he chose that he just wants to stay with him and be his servant. Then he would get his ear mauled, and forever he would be a servant of the child and of the master. And tonight, as we consider the work of Calvary, as we consider all that God has done for us, when we choose to be a servant of God, just that the thought, you know, a slave is bound to do what his master asked him. The slave has no choice, but a servant chooses to become a servant of his master because of his master's love. And at the end of the day, because of his love for his master, the servant chooses, where a slave has no choice. Tonight, we want to choose Jesus. As we consider all that God has done for us, his love should constrain us to live for him, to love him. And if you're here tonight and you don't know Jesus, you're not a servant of his, shortly we want to give you that invitation. Let's close with Revelations chapter 21. Revelations chapter 1. We'll read the first 8 verses. It says, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband." You see, heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. Where are you at tonight? Are you ready to go? Are you prepared to meet the bliss that Jesus Christ is just waiting to offer us? "And I heard a great voice out of heaven, saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I will make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all lies shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. I plead with you tonight, don't miss heaven for the things of this world. Again, it's a no-brainer, but I ask you tonight, you want to spend eternity with God? Or do you want to spend eternity with Satan? You still have the opportunity tonight to make that decision. I came across this. It says, to whom it may concern. Dear friend, I am writing to say how much I care and how much I love you. Yesterday, I saw you talking with other friends, as you often do. I waited all day, hoping that you would also talk to me. But as evening drew near, I knew that it would just not be. I gave you a sunset to close your day so I would not offend you. I waited, but you never came. Yes, it hurt, for I love you as a friend. I saw you fall asleep last night. I longed to touch your face. So I spilled moonlight on your pillow and waited for your embrace. But you awakened late and rushed off to work and play. My tears were in the rain, for you did not speak to me all day. If only you knew I love you. I say it in your sky so blue. I whisper in the grass, the leaves, and flowers. They tell you I do. I shouted from the mountain streams and gave birds their song for you. My love is deeper than an ocean, greater than any need to pursue. I want to stop real quickly. Marvin shared with us the other evening how deep the Red Sea was, 1,000 feet. You can't even measure how deep God's love is. Amen. I know how hard it is on earth. I really know. So call me and talk. I have so much to bestow. I won't bother you anymore. You are free to choose. I will wait because especially you, I do not wish to lose your friend, Jesus. What shall we sing tonight as we give an invitation hymn? Praise the Lord tonight. Another soul stood and I trust a desire in a closer walk with the Lord. Thank you, sister. Now I'm supposed to say goodbye. Brother Luke mentioned in his opening prayer about leaving this place a different person. I told my wife at least twice this week, I'll never be the same. And that's because of y'all here. Your attendance, your attentiveness has been just awesome. I told Brother Larry I was scared at the beginning of the week, but y'all have just been such a blessing to us, my wife and I. At different times, it's just a blessing to be here. You have inspired us ways you'll never know. Thank you for the snacks, the many good meals that y'all shared with us. Well, I can only say thank you. I trust and I know the Lord will bless you. Keep on keeping on, folks. It will be worth it all. Brother Dan Miller, would you come and lead us in prayer? Let's stand.